What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is Other People's Problems, OPP for short. What do we have today?
We have Nicole today. She has a question about her boss.
Oh, okay.
So I said, I have a boss. You talk to him. He's Slacker.
It's not me. Nicole?
Yai.
HR here. How do we help?
So here's the thing. I am an executive assistant. My boss runs a pretty big company. And I love it here. But here's the thing. He leaves daily. And then when he leaves, he tells me to tell his wife that he's out with clients when she calls or if she calls. I was just doing it. And it happened a couple of times. And, you know, I'm just doing my job. This is a decent job.
Yeah.
I've gotten a couple of, you know, decent pay raises and quite a few pretty big gift cards, too.
Gift cards? Like from the company or from him?
From him.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wasn't, I don't know. This sounds
that
so
could,
bad,
like,
you guys.
Christmas? Or like Tuesday?
Tuesday gift card.
Got it.
Yeah. And so it happened a few times. And like, I really, until recently, didn't realize that he's probably not actually out with clients. That he just says he is.
Well, aren't you his admin?
Yeah, like,
kind of.
Don't
you know
calendar?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be weird here, but like, wouldn't you have it on your calendar that he's meeting Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe today? Like, wouldn't like?
Well, not necessarily, because he is known to take last minute meetings.
Okay.
So, you know, it could have been something that wasn't scheduled on the calendar, but then there's sometimes where he blocks his calendar off and I can't really see what that's for. But, you know, I'm just the executive assistant. It's not my job to question the boss.
When he's taking last minute meetings, are we talking last minute meetings? Or
we're talking about like evening, end of the hour, you know, right before we're scheduled to get off, he's gone. And, you know, tell my wife I'm working late. Tell my wife I'm with a client.
Mm.
So.
Okay. So what's your question?
I just was, you know, talking to one of my girlfriends and sitting racking my brain because it just didn't make sense. And I think I've kind of come to the conclusion that he's been lying to his wife and I'm actually getting rewarded for it.
Oh, for recovery.
The gift cards are
payment. So I was shaky on this one. I was like, are the gift cards the beginning of grooming her to be a side piece? Mm-mm. Like taking good care of her. You seem to like the gift cards. Why don't you stay late with me one night?
Ew.
But if it's not, you feel now. Sorry, was I the only one whose mind went to the dark place?
It's all a dark place.
No, it's all dark. It's all dark. Yeah. But you feel now that the gift cards are reward for
lying.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's never been inappropriate with me. So, you know, I'm not.
At least there's that.
Yeah.
But yay. He's a good guy.
But she is helping him be perhaps inappropriate with elsewhere.
Other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an alibi, I think. And I'm not sure, though. This is the thing. I don't have any proof that he's having an affair or even what he's up to. But I just don't know what to do. I'm a single mom. You know, I really need this job and the extra perks. Like, he even gave me a company car.
Whoa, what?
Car?
A car. I'm the first assistant at the company.
Blacker, where's our car?
I don't have cars.
The amount I've covered for you, buddy.
Wait a minute. Wait.
That's a joke.
I mean, right now, it can do no more damage to my life.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Nicole, so let me just get the phone number in. If your mind is racing and you want to give her some advice, 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I think we go on a stakeout. Join her.
Wait, Nicole.
Hop in the company car.
No.
Do you personally know the wife? Have you spent any one-on-one time with her?
I don't know this lady. I don't. But I kind of feel like I'm breaking the girl code. You know, it's just certain things as a woman that you don't do. And I feel like by not telling her the truth, I'm betraying her, but I don't know her super well, you know, and I don't even know if this is what's really going on.
Come on, guys. We can't leave everything in this OPP up. Like,
he's not having an affair.
He's not doing charity work.
Right.
He would tell your wife, I'm doing charity work.
Absolutely.
Is he either having an affair or he's having multiple affairs?
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Hiring a lady of the evening.
Something.
Yeah.
He's up to no good.
Right, because why else would he say, if my wife calls, tell her this? He would just tell the truth.
If my wife calls, I'm at the top.
How do we feel about what he's doing with Nicole? With that grooming behavior? That's grooming behavior.
How do we feel about it? Bad.
Okay. I understand why. But, like, she's a single mom.
I like that she's benefiting, but she said girl code. I don't like that she's having to sit there and go, yeah, he's working late. He's not working.
But do you have girl code with girls you don't know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Over taking care of your own kid?
No, but it's
that's
that,
okay.
It's,
so
not,
then,
it's not A to B.
It is for Nicole. Like, Nicole, are you even remotely entertaining the idea of telling this woman? Or what do you think your next step might be?
I don't know, so I'm calling you guys. Like, I feel compelled to tell this woman at least what's going on, but then it's like, I
don't
cannot afford to lose my job.
What if she doesn't lie once and says, I don't know where he is. I thought he headed home.
How's your resume?
Dude, no way.
But so I mean, what? She's just going to let this skeezy man win?
Listen.
We do that too often.
Listen. What is her job?
Executive assistant.
Who is she assisting?
A skeezy man.
I don't care. Who's she assisting?
A skeezy man.
Great.
Yeah. So, and it sounds like, Nicole, you're really good at it too. And that's how. It's,
I'm
like,
not
you
trying
just,
to be.
I got a car.
You guys, am I crazy? Like, I don't like that the skeezy man is winning. Cheaters are terrible people. But.
Could she give an anonymous tip?
Oh my God. What are you doing? This is Donnie Brasco. What are you doing?
And the wife.
But also, it sounds like it sounds like the perks keep coming the more this happens. So,
should she wait for a house?
He has groomed her into being his alibi.
So you almost want it to happen more to go, what's the next gift card I could get?
If he does a weekend getaway?
Yeah.
What'd she get for that?
Probably a house.
Yeah, for real. Nicole, this is gross.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you. So... hang on.
She's not doing anything wrong, right? I mean,
no, and she just realized it. Yeah. It's not like she's been hiding this secret this whole time. Yeah.
It does creep up on you, right? Like, you've just been getting the gift cards, and like, it sounds to me like you didn't even realize it till one of your friends was like, hey.
Yeah, and I felt so silly because he's like, girl, wait a minute here.
And yeah, why do you think he's giving you the gift card?
Boss.
Every time you're an alibi, you get a gift card.
Yeah, I just thought I was doing my job very well.
Hang on, Nicole. Any one of you would give up this job?
Oh yeah, for anything.
The thing that's stopping me though, and like I feel like the black sheep here. I want proof. We don't know if he is having an affair.
Yeah.
But even if he is,
then what?
I don't know how to say this. My ex-wife was an admin, and I don't think she was covering for anyone, but like her job is to assist that man. Mm-hmm. And she did business stuff for him, personal stuff for him. Like, oh, it's the anniversary. She got flowers. Did the guy buy the flowers or did she buy them? Like, that's your job.
That's yucky.
Yeah,
you are his assistant.
Or kind of like any agent who has multiple clients. Sometimes they're up for the same job, and now you represent one at the detriment of the other, but that's the job.
Her job is to assist this man, even if he's skeezy. So,
So does she tell or does she just quit and find her? Is it just going to be, I mean, now you're going to lose the perks and you're not going to find.
Right.
And are there other guys who aren't skeezy who are in this position?
Who have assistants?
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Maybe some.
I'm now angry.
This is all terribly gross. If you have any advice on what Nicole should do next, we need to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Nicole, who's got a great job, tons of perks. Like she's getting pay raises. She's getting gift cards. She's even got a company car.
Yeah, I think that the texters have forgotten about the company car. Yeah. Everyone's like, I don't know what the problem is. I'm like, because she feels yucky about this. Right?
Because she's getting these things because her boss goes, hey, I'm headed to a meeting. If my wife calls, tell her I'm at a meeting.
Right.
I'm meeting a client. Mm-hmm. But he might be. He's not saying I'm going to like...
Right. She doesn't really know. So she's doing what she's asked. And then the perks are following. And that's, I think, where Erica's saying she's feeling.
But it's a very grooming behavior, right? It's like, you tell my wife what I want you to tell her. Here's a gift card. And slowly but surely, you equate lying to this woman as a positive thing.
So where does her loyalty lie? Is it to her job that's paying, or is it the girl, the woman code? What do you call it? You know,
girl
the
code sisterhood. But it's like, I'm sorry.
No, it's that just like being so a good person.
Yeah, I think it's
car, free car, free car.
And you're just supposed to go, I feel good about driving this free car.
Yeah.
No payments, free car. Angela?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
You know, I'm all about girl code. I've actually been in a similar situation, and I told her. But the problem was,
you told the wife?
I told her. I was like, hey, this is what's going on. I've actually seen them together. And what was not enough proof. I was ostracized and basically like treated like I was the problem.
So women
want to believe our wives, our husbands. We want to believe our spouse is doing the best for us and that they aren't doing anything shady. And so we're so easily manipulated because we need to physically see the proof. I need to see that person with my husband in order to believe that.
That happens so often. When you try to come clean with somebody, they're like, I don't believe you.
Right, and they don't want to.
If you don't have some video proof or something that you can show her, you're going to end up losing your job. And like, maybe the perks are because you're doing a great job. Maybe they are because he's the person he is. But are you willing to take that chance? Because you will probably lose your job. And the wife is going to, most likely, she knows that it's going on, but she's still not going to believe it until she sees physical proof.
Wow. Angela, do you regret telling? Would you have done it different?
No, because I knew them, and years later, after everything finally came to an head, I got an apology, and I don't regret it just because that's the person I am, because I would rather know, so, yeah.
Wow.
I don't regret it, but I wasn't
But it doesn't sound like a great idea.
It's not a great idea. I wasn't in a position to lose my job, but I did lose a connection.
Yeah. Wow. I'm flabbergasted at the texters. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Angela. Why? What are they saying?
Just everyone is like, do your job. Oh, you don't owe her anything.
Priscilla?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Okay, so, I mean, I'm totally about the girl code. I'm a little bit older. I'm 61 years old, been there, done it.
But?
Oh, there's a but.
There is a but. I was always the type to, there's got to be justice, I've got to get involved, this is not right, and it's always bit me in the butt every time.
All just supposed to be bad people?
No,
you're not a bad person
knowing the truth?
For doing your job.
For being an accomplice?
For doing your job.
For being an accomplice.
You're doing your job. You're not holding
and you're benefiting from
his wee-wee.
It.
No, you're not an accomplice.
Don't benefit from it.
Was she supposed to say no to a free car while she's doing the dirty work?
She hasn't said. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Because you're doing a wonderful job, then by all means.
Yes.
But stop being a part of it and accepting those gifts. But she has a daughter. She has to provide.
Yep.
So why is she going to get involved?
If he said flat out, this gift card is for lying to my wife, that's different. He's not saying that. It's like.
Correct.
And
I know it's
groomy
behavior.
Do we worry the gift cards are maybe I'll cheat with you next?
Maybe.
Possibly when that time comes, then put your boundaries down. But prepare your breath away.
What if he fires you?
Upgrade the car.
Slacker.
I think we don't have enough proof right now for you guys to be this self-righteous.
You're self-righteous.
No, we don't. Mm-hmm.
Just seems sketchy. We don't. Maybe he's going to.
I think he's a dirtbag.
We literally just
got
a text of ideas.
We just got a text that said he could just be having one of those late night Chili's awesome blossom meetings.
Yeah,
but they said
extra awesome. Did they say that?
Yes.
It's from The Office.
Oh no,
Deborah.
It's plausible.
Deborah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's none of her business. She should not worry about it, but she should set boundaries and tell him that she's not comfortable lying for him.
She doesn't know he's lying or she's lying. Like, I wouldn't tell my boss that. I'm not comfortable lying. You don't know that. It's like, I am going to see a client. Yeah.
I thought he was asking her to say that he was staying late when he wasn't or things like that.
But aren't you always lying on the clock? Like, is what? This, I mean, because you're there for the company. Yeah, it's like you work retail. You're like, welcome to the store. This is the best store ever. Do you believe?
Yes.
I don't know. You're paid to say that. I don't
what
know.
What are you lying about, T-Hack?
We're all pretending to like you.
The hate today is a little further than needed.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.